family. I'm Clarissa and I'm an addict. I ain't getting nervous till he spoke my name. I know a lot of faces I see in here, and I need to ask this question. Are there any newcomers in this room? Thank you, Lord. And you know what? Clean time is important. Your clean date is important. But guess what, newcomers? You woke up this morning, I woke up this morning. We got the same amount of clean time today. You know, and I want to welcome you. I want to thank the committee. I want to thank Lynn especially, or maybe not, for asking me to share. Newcomer, take the cotton out your mouth, out your ears. When I came in here, my clean date is October 5th, 1990. I came in here prior to then, and I heard things like, if your butt on fire, you need to share. You know, and I remember going to a meeting, and I had about 4 months clean, and I was scared to raise my hand. And the lady sitting next to me kept saying, raise your hand, because I wouldn't raise it high. You know, I just wanted you to think you saw me, you know. And I finally lifted my hand, and this was all of them many years ago, 18 years ago, and this brother stood up in the meeting and pointed to me. And he said, when we want to know where to get it from, who to get it from, and how much it costs, we'll call on you. Until then, you need to sit there, shut up, and listen to a message of hope. Now, I'm scared. I don't know you people. And I'm grown. And how dare you talk to me like that? Do you know who I am? But more than anything, I was scared. And I left that meeting, and I never shared, and I used. Now, that's not for everybody. I'm talking about Clarissa. Because I had people, the girl, the lady next to me, I knew her. I could have talked to her. I was in an outpatient treatment. I could have told them. But I didn't want to tell nobody how I was feeling. Because for one, I didn't think y'all would understand. I didn't know that we were more alike than different. I thought I was unique. See, and I didn't stay out long. I came back in and I told people what I had done. Then I came back in and I heard, go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I heard, get a sponsor. I heard, we'll love you until you learn to love yourself. They told me, don't worry about it, God. Use mine till you find one of your own. And I held on to them cliches. And I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. And I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't call people. I didn't walk up to them when I saw them hanging around at the meeting after the meeting. Well, because you didn't invite me over, I didn't think I was worthy. And I didn't go over. But I did go to meetings, got a job, got an apartment, got a car, and went to meetings. That's all my life consisted of. For 3 years. Upon somebody introducing me to my first sponsor, with 3 years clean, that's all I was. I was clean. I was still crazy, but I was clean. And crazier than when I was out there, but I was clean. And when I got with my sponsor to start doing and start doing some step work, I found out that I had cheated myself. I had robbed myself of the benefits of this program because I chose to be grown and do it my way. See, a lot of us come in here as mothers, daughters, fathers, sons, sisters, and brothers, you know, and from the time we left and the way my life was struggling through my addiction, I came in here and I figured y'all couldn't tell me nothing. I'm grown, I know everything. Y'all don't know. And then you don't know me. I figured this is my business. I don't need to tell nobody my business. But newcomers, let me tell you something that somebody told me. My predecessor told me, say, baby, we not here to hurt you. And that's what you need to remember. The suggestions that your sponsor or your network give you, they're not giving it to you to set you up. You do that all right by yourself. We're not trying to set you up. Yes, I would love for me to tell you my experience so that you don't have to live it. But I got to let you experience your experience. You know, I would love to tell you the things that they told me, which sometimes hold true. Don't get in a relationship in the first year of your recovery. I would love to tell you that, but that ain't my business. Just because I tell you, suggest that you don't, mean that you will. I'd have gave you carte blanche to get in a relationship just by saying don't. Take the cotton out of your ears. See, 18 years ago, they were telling us to take the cotton out of our ears and put it in our mouth. You know, that's what they were telling us. Because you, what are you going to share about? We already know how to use. We already know it don't work. We've already surrendered. You know, we've already went through some pain. What are you going to tell us? But I'm here to tell you from my own experience that I want to share because I'm in pain. And only feelings I know are how to be mad, how to be angry, how to be pissed off. Them the only feelings I know. I got some characteristic feelings. I know how to manipulate. I know how to control. I know how to con. I know how to lie. So I need to talk because I'm going through some feelings and I don't understand them. And the reason, newcomer, that you don't understand them is because you can't label them. You don't know nothing about melancholy. What that mean? Tell me. Tell me, dare any one of y'all newcomers to tell me. What do you mean? Don't know. Have you ever even heard of the word prior to coming to Narcotics Anonymous? See? They told me, my sponsor told me I was arrogant. I thought that was a good thing. Ain't nobody pushing me around no more. We don't know feeling words. If you didn't go to a treatment center, you didn't even hear them two words put together, feeling and words. We don't know. So we don't know that we supposed to talk to our, get a sponsor, and talk to our sponsors. I don't know what this is I'm feeling. We don't even want to admit that we're confused. We're scared to tell somebody when we that new. But let me explain something to you. You don't got no business. You ain't got no business. You come in here thinking, but I don't want the people in my business. You ain't got none. Trust me, anything you done in your addiction, somebody that got here before you done it. You would like to believe you're the first person that ever did that. My mind tells me all the time I'm so unique. And if you sit still a minute and take the cotton out your ears and ask your sponsor to teach you the difference between hearing and listening, you will find out that somebody will end up sharing what you're so confused about. And they'll open the door to a whole new life. You'll see, how'd she tell my story? You sit around here long enough, somebody tell your story. Because you ain't got no business. You really don't. Recovery is a blessed thing. You know, I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I have sponsees who have sponsees. And the joy of the circle and this network that I'm a part of, it doesn't matter how much clean time they have. Because they say the newcomer is the most important person. Do you know why you're so important? Because when I see you and see that you're timid and see that you don't hug me, you go, that's one of them newcomers, you don't know that we hug so you can feel it, you know. When you do that like that, and I know you're a newcomer, I know that you are going to say something or do something or act some way that I'm going to have 24 more hours clean. Because I see your pain, and I don't have to relive it, because I relive it through you. I ain't got to go back through the streets. I see your pain, your confusion, and your unmanageability. Unmanageability ain't always, it ain't about your pocketbook. It ain't about your pocketbook. Your emotions are unmanageable. Remember, you've been mad for 6-7 years. You've been pissed off. I don't know at who or at what. I like to know what pissed off really feel like. It's just a word. But you don't know that somebody walk up to you and hug you and hold you a little longer than you expect them to. You don't know what it's like to be at a meeting. Somebody say, come on, go with us. We're going to eat. And you said, that's all right. I ain't going. I ain't got no money. They said, we got you. Come on. Just come on. You know, that's what we do for newcomers. My home group at one time was Best Step in Tradition meeting. And the brothers that used to come to that meeting, they didn't like me too much. Because when a new sister came into the meeting, and it didn't matter if she shared or not. And after the meeting, people go outside the meeting and they all get together or they go, you know, 2-3 groups of people, and they conversate. Well, when I saw a brother leaning up against the wall with a cigarette in his mouth and a sister is there leaning up against the wall, I went over there. I went and stood right there and just stood. And the brother looked at me and said, we was talking. I say, no, I want to talk too. I know. It's in no basic text. All the basic text told me was the newcomer was the most important person. I have made it my responsibility to protect the new sister because I want her 7 days to turn into 7 years. And when she look good and she start getting some curves and she start getting some hips, she start getting some attention.
Absolutely.
And guess where her attention ain't? On recovery. Sister I was speaking to today, say, Clarice has known me since I had 6 days clean. I say, and what did you say? She harassed me and harassed me and harassed me. I say, how much clean time you got? 7 years. If I hadn't harassed you, would you have took a break in your clean time? If I hadn't kept you out of the man's face, if I hadn't kept the men off of you, that's what I feel compelled to do. I want you to get some more clean time. I want you to feel the joys of recovery. I want you to get all the benefits. Let me tell you something. The benefits ain't just about you getting the quote-unquote Mr. T starter kit. Uh-huh. The benefits ain't about just seeing that you getting your weight back. You know, you don't look like somebody rung you out in the ringer. The benefits is not even about you doing step work. The benefits about you having some self-esteem and self-respect for yourself, that's what the benefits are. And I'm not just talking to the sisters, I'm talking to the brothers too. You know, we come in here and they say it's an inside job. For an addict like me, when I came in here, I heard it was an inside job. But y'all couldn't get to the inside without going through my outside because all you saw was out here. You knew what was inside because what you had went through when you came in here. But I was messed up. And yeah, you was messed up, but I had to put some clothes on. I had to put some jewelry in my ears. See, because I ain't been an addict all my life. I had some stuff at one time. And my addiction said, give it here. And I did. So I wanted them things for the outside, because with the outside looking a little bit better and my self-esteem growing a little bit more, the inside start wanting to represent the outside. You know, my first 3 years, I get a sponsor. I read this last night in What Can I Do in the basic text. It said recovery is about changing your ideas and your behavior. For 3 years, I was clean. I wasn't recovered. I had 3 years clean. If I had went back out and came back in here and told somebody I relapsed, I hadn't relapsed. You got to do some step work and change some things in order to relapse. If you made a mistake, if you slipped and went back out, you ain't relapsed. You got high. You got to work some steps to relapse. You got to apply yourself to some change to relapse. You know how you be on your job and they give you a promotion, and then you get another promotion another year, and you say, I got promoted. And you get a new boss and they demote you because you stop applying yourself. That's how it is with recovery. I had to change the way I think. I had to change the way I behaved. Those things that worked for me out there when I was using, the reason they don't work in here because we're not using. Some of us. The reason they don't, they're survival tactics when I was using. I'm not surviving today. Today I live. Today I live. I'm not surviving. There's a big difference. Today I have people I can call. I know it's hard. They tell you to pick up, get phone numbers. You know, I see a lot of groups. They want newcomers to come and ask for a phone book and walk around after the meeting and ask people to put numbers in them so that they can connect the phone number with the face. I'm a member of a home group. As soon as a sister says she's a newcomer, we get a book and we start passing it around among ourselves and put the number in. Now, some of people think that's wrong, that they should ask for numbers. But let me tell you something. Even if she asks you for your number, she ain't gonna remember what you look like. The hardest job a newcomer has, other than staying clean, is picking up the phone and calling somebody. A phone the size of a box, a deck of cards, becomes a cinder block when I got to call somebody. That's the hardest thing for a newcomer to do. You've already started the process, newcomer. You stop using. And even if you in here and you high, we hope you come to the next workshop tomorrow, and you won't be. They say, we're going to learn, we're going to love you. You know, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Try to stop me from loving you. How you going to do it? Explain it to me. You cannot stop me from loving you. And I know it's hard because when people told me that they love me, I'm like, she don't even know me. Why she lying? But that was her program. That was her God. And because every time she saw me, she told me she loved me, I began to believe that I was lovable. That's why they say, newcomer, get a home group. So the people in your home group can get to know you. Because one of them times you're going to walk in that meeting, you know, and you hug everybody and say hi, and you sit there and you cross your legs, and the guys sit there and get their cup of coffee and lean on the table. One of them times you're going to come in there and your personality and your demeanor and your physical appearance is not going to be like that. And somebody in that home group that you have been seeing week after week, month after month, it's going to say, what's up? What's going on? Nothing. And they're going to know you're lying. That's why you need a home group, for people to get to know you. We had a lot of friends when we were using, when we were out there in the street. Now we come in here, and the first thing I did as a newcomer, I gravitated toward the people that I was used to in the street. I gravitated to the foul-mouthed people. I gravitated to the dudes that walk with a pen. Because that's what I was used to out there. But I wanted to change. You know, so if you was cussing 90 miles an hour, you know, and if you was wearing your skirts where your butt cheeks was hanging below your skirt, I ain't wanna hang with you. I already knew how to do that. I come in here to learn a new and different way to live. And I can't do it by practicing the old things. They told me to unlearn and relearn. Now, how the heck you do that? How do you unlearn what you already know? That's really puzzling. So what I had to do to unlearn was not do what I already knew. I knew how to cuss you out. You know, I knew how when you hung your pocketbook on the back of the chair and I was sitting behind you and you left your pocketbook half zip. I knew how to sneak $20 out of there without you seeing it. Hope you were sitting in the back. I couldn't have somebody sitting behind me. They'd see and blow the whole thing, you know. I knew how to do them things. So I had to learn to sit there and go, damn. And I leaned up and tapped and said, excuse me, your purse open. That was unlearning for me. It's unfamiliar. And it didn't feel right. You know why I ain't feel right? Because it was something that I wasn't used to doing.
That's right.
The best thing we can do in here, new and old, is to do the next right thing. It sounds like it's hard, but it's really, really easy. It becomes easier when you practice it. It's like getting out of your own way. You ever talk to people or walk up on people conversation and they go, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. That's all you gotta do. A lot of times they be being cute and arrogant when they said it, but really, stay in your lane. You'll find something. Part of the experience newcomers is getting a sponsor, taking the suggestions of the sponsor. The sponsor's not trying to hurt you. You may think that she don't like you. You may think she treat others better than she treats you. But guess what? You ain't supposed to care. Because I want to take the suggestions because I want to get better. You know, because if the crack man told you anything of the same magnitude, the suggestion would be easy to swallow.
Right.
It would be easier to swallow. We love you. I love you, you know, and I need you to keep coming back. They told me that I couldn't keep what I had unless I gave it away. Another new word hit me. I say, that's an oxymoron. What does that mean? I thought somebody was calling me a moron. I didn't know. My sponsor had me look up words. And when people talk and you don't know what it is, you do not have to be old in age to carry a pen and paper. Write it down. And you think you got some business anyway, then go home and look it up. You ain't got to ask us what it means. Get your own definition of what it means. You know, we come in here, we're the smartest creatures on earth. We are. We have a whole lot to give people. Who else, other than an addict, could have figured out a way to smoke crack on a can? Who could have done that? All these rocket scientists we got. People with 4-5 degrees could not have thought of taking a film case and making a pipe out of it. Nobody could have thought of that shit. It took you being an addict. We got some dreams, we got some ingenuity, we got some creativity. Now it's to put it to use. We turn the negative into a positive, because it's about wanting to live. You woke up this morning, you had 24 hours more than you had yesterday. And if you just hold on, sit still, you're going to get 24 hours. Sometimes it's hard. When I came in here, meetings were 60 minutes. And I used to look at my watch and look at the clock and go, it's the longest meeting. Well, now there are 90 meetings. A sister told me sitting in a meeting and sitting still is preparing you for future step work. How's that preparing me? Because there's going to come a time when your sponsor's going to say, you need to sit with yourself. We don't know how to do that. And all of, even me trying to be secretive, a couple of times I tried to get out of by myself. I couldn't do it. I kept hearing things and seeing stuff. I couldn't sit with myself. And now I'm coming in here and I'm sitting in a meeting for 60 minutes, and nowadays it's 90 minutes, and I'm preparing myself to sit for myself. Do you know today I'd rather sit with myself than anything else? It's not that I'm isolating, but that's when I hear my God talk to me, when I'm sitting by myself. You know, it's preparing us. Everything your sponsor suggests to you is preparing you for what's about to come down the pike. She ain't doing nothing to hurt you. She's not telling you anything to hurt you. Recovery is your responsibility. I need to say this. You know, I really need to say, recovery is your responsibility. Your recovery is your responsibility. As a newcomer, sometimes we feel indebted to our sponsor. We feel indebted to our newcomer, to our network, because they got more time and our predecessors know so much. But if it don't feel good to you on the inside, you do not have to wait until you've been around here 15, 20 years to have a spiritual awakening. Your spirit will talk to you. Recovery is your responsibility. If it don't fit right, don't force it. Sometimes I've had to change sponsors. And I still love the ladies that was my previous sponsor. I got something from them, and I take it with me. Everything is not about just dismissing people and tossing them away. You know, sponsors help you for the moment. Everybody's in your life for a reason, for a season. But you remember last season. You remember the last reason you did what you did to that brother or that sister. You remember. The memory's here. Newcomers, all I'm saying is just hold on, sit still. More will be revealed. Things will get better. You will go, you don't know. We don't know what will give us the itch to feel like we want to throw up our hands and give all this up. You know, some people might call it a test. You know, I've been tested a couple times. I felt like I wanted to use. You know, there was a manhunt for my son. You know, face all on the news and everything. I totally took it personal. I felt like I was going to use. Just last year, I found out they're getting ready to give my son 2 life sentences. It sickened me. I felt like I might use. But see, I have a network. I have women in my life that I have got to tell them how I feel. You can't hold it in. Fungus grows in the dark. We got committees in our head when we come in here. We can't quiet the mind. Everything is talking to us. They talking to us. I'm talking to me. The who, what, why, and how is talking to me. The sponsor's talking to me. The people in the meeting is talking to me. And my mind can't shut off. And it's like it's 8 lanes in my head. And 4 I'm going north and 4 I'm going south. And I can't quiet my mind. Call somebody. Because then you'll focus on the conversation and it'll quiet your mind. That's what the meetings are for. So you can take yourself and put it on the shelf and you'll get something out of what you hear, one way or another. And if you can't, don't throw it away. Don't dismiss it. Because it's going to come a time and your memory bank's going to say, oh, I got something about that. And it'll pop open. And it'll be something you can use. I love you. You can't stop me from loving you. Please, please keep coming back. My recovery depends on it. Thanks for allowing me to.
Thank you, Clarissa. At this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, and that's Anthony.
I'm Anthony W. I'm an addict. And I'm telling on an addict up front. She tried to trip me on my way up here. Now, you know if you fall during the workshop, people going to remember that. I'm talking about they be like, man, you know that good Shane-ass addict, he fell down in this workshop. He was going up to the podium pimping and shit, you know. Wow. Damn, man, I'm in a room full of addicts, huh? Yeah. I don't know where I would ever be, man, honestly. And I like to back up for a second. I like to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to be. I like to thank the programming committee, especially Big Len. I like to thank Tom D, because he always worried the shit out of me, man, out of the Rock Creek area right here. I like to thank the addict that took the risk before me and got up here and laid the foundation. Thank you. It's real important. It's real important. It is. It's real important because, man, like, I've been here 13.7 years, right? But I still get nervous. I don't care how many times they come to tell, ask, I don't care how many times they ask me to come tell on me, I still get nervous. I still get nervous because I understand I'm in a room full of the most judgmental people I'm ever going to meet a day in my life. Like, when I was hanging out in that other workshop that's going on right now, you know that workshop, if you go to enough conventions, it ain't never on the schedule, right? It ain't never in your booklet, but it's always a marathon workshop that's going on even when the main speaker is speaking. I'm talking about staying clean in the hallway. It's going on downstairs right now. So like when I was, yeah, you understand, you feeling that? I'm talking about like when you hanging out in that, and it's a marathon workshop, it's going to be running continuously. So after this workshop, it'll still be running. You know what I mean? You're going to get a fashion show in that joint. You're going to get a comedy show. You're going to get to see step 6 and step 7. You're going to get a whole bunch of things, man, in that workshop. So I'm saying, man, for the newcomer, if you're listening, go ahead and get your convention on, man, because this is the greatest show on earth. It really is. I ain't lying. See, they call this like the newcomer series, and I'm thankful for that because, man, it is about time. I go to enough conventions, but I think we need to spend a lot of, if not a lot, a little bit more time focusing on the most important member at a meeting. Right. Now, having said that, our literature also says that, like, The newcomer is the most important member at any meeting, but they're not the only member at a meeting. Like, we keep saying, man, let the newcomer live, but newcomers, can you let the predecessors live too?
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm going to let that joint sink in because, you know, Handsome Carl just came in. Newcomer, can you let the predecessors live, man?
Yeah.
I'm talking about because a lot of times, and I'm talking about me, here goes my personal experience, and then, you know, I'm going to jump back into the workshop, right, the topic of it. I remember when I was dealing with a newcomer on the low. I'm talking about because there's like several different levels in here, right? Yeah, let me share my experience, because y'all's might be a little different, but I don't think they asked you to come up here and stand and get butt-naked. They said, Anthony W., with your good shine ass, can you go up there and get naked in a room of the most judgmental people you ever gonna meet? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I might do it. So Lynn, like, called me 5 minutes before the workshop. Where you at, man? Get up here. How many shoes you got on? You half-dressed. She worried me into compliance, and I'm so glad I'm here. Check out how, like, the different levels I had, man. You know, clean, doing cycles of steps, having a sponsor, being a sponsor. I'm talking about, like, you got the down low. Y'all hip to that. Then you got the low low. Then you got the solo. Then you got the oh no. And if your ass ain't driving in D.C., you got to catch the metro. So after doing all of that, right, messing with the newcomer. I'm talking about Nana Flatbook talks about if you've been clean for a while, a whole new level of denial is making it impossible to see the present day insanity. I've been here for a while. I ain't got that regular denial insanity. Well, I don't belong there. I didn't do that. I got that brand new, been here, done some step work, having a sponsor, sponsoring people, new insanity shit. I'm talking about like, just because she got 45 days, if it don't work for y'all, it's gonna work for me.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, man, I was so pained up. Like, after I got up out the booty, I asked her how much time she had. Yeah, because usually I would say, well, how much time you got? Oh, I got 2 weeks. All right, well, look, we're going to do this, but don't pick up your key tag in my home group. Now, maybe y'all don't have that experience, but see, picking your key tag up in my home group, when all the women going to look at your ass with your good shine ass, you're going to feel about that big. Right? And they're going to give you that look. They ain't going to even say nothing to you. They're just going to look at you with the mean mug. You know that Myrtle One face, right? And how, like, I felt, man, I just felt that because I was taking advantage of a new member. But I ain't talking about using. I ain't talking about tricking. I'm talking about taking advantage of the newcomer in a Narcotics Anonymous environment. And was well aware of it. But because I shared like Shakespeare, what you didn't know is every time real life showed up, I was running like a reindeer. See, the hit in here, man, is if you're going to proclaim to be somebody, Anthony W., then when real life show up, you need to stand up, man up, and take your hits. Yeah, I'm that same guy that tried to marry somebody with a fake-ass ring, too. Yeah, that's my experience clean, man. I ain't talking about when I was using. I'm talking about, like, how I went to a convention in Wilmington, North Carolina. Yeah, because y'all won't let me pull no shit like that up here. So I had to take my show on the road. I had to take my show on the road, and I went down there, and my representative met her representative, and the two representatives liked each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't even get no booty that weekend. I had to go back the next weekend. She hit me off, and this time she trapped me, and I was really ready to be trapped. When she, like when she called my name and God's name in the same sentence. Like, oh, my God, Anthony. Man, I was along for the ride. I was feeling so good, I called QVC and ordered 2 fake-ass Dominique rings. They had the 2-for-1 special. That's why I got 2-for-1. I ain't just pay for 2 separate joints. But then, see, follow me, because all this is, like, clean. Yeah. And, like, when the euphoria wears off, here go a third step, hit out the basic text. When the euphoria wears off, and we start to see the ugly side, man. Like, when I met her in February that year and quit my good government job in June and moved to North Carolina. And I'm talking about 3 months into the relationship, it was over. But I stayed another 3 months just to make sure, so that's 6. I'm talking about like when it was over, and now here go the real fake part. And let me share this with you too. I was coming down to Ocean City today, man, I love this attic. I'd like to give you a shout out, man. That's Joseph B. He flew over here, man, from Denver, Colorado. Met him at a meeting last night. And he said, hey, look, man, can I ride down there with you? And I said, sure. And he dropped this piece on me, man. He said, you know, once the cotton was removed, he shared his story, but I identified with him. He said, once the cotton was removed, man, he found himself with the three Fs. Three Fs, a fake, phony, and a fraud. And I said, damn, man, stop talking about me. I'm talking about even in here, if I don't continue to do the work, newcomers, I'm going to be a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Now, they said, take the cotton out your head, and the addict said it so eloquently earlier. When I got here, because it's taken me 17.7 to get 13.7, so when I got here, they were like, take the cotton out your ears, put it in your mouth. I never could understand that because, like, once you take the cotton out your ears, if I put it in my mouth, how the fuck am I asked for help? What, I'm going to go gouge you dead on you and do some sign language shit? I mean, I'll write something down, and no disrespect to gouge you dead. I'm just saying, I'm using that as emphasis. You know what I mean? So, like, when the cotton was removed, I started hearing some stuff like, who is an addict? Most of us do not have to think twice about this. We know. Our whole life was centered in drugs in one form or another. The getting and using and finding the ways and means to get more, right? Then I start hearing like, because I would get to the meetings on time to hear this, like what is the Narcotics Anonymous program? Narcotics Anonymous is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. This is not the Boys and Girls Club, Anthony. It's time for your ass to grow up in here. I had to hear that. You know what I mean? Because at first, I just didn't want to use, y'all. My pockets was touching. I always had short money. I ain't never been the big dude nowhere. I ain't never had the block on lock. I ain't never seen $5,000 worth of drugs, coke, money, none of that. I ain't never seen $5,000 worth of pennies all in one place at the same time in my whole life. That ain't me. I ain't no gangster. So how the hell am I coming here and just swell up? I'm talking about go in a gangster in here. With your fake ass. So, like, the reason I love the newcomer is because they're going to give you what they got. I don't know, like, when I got here, I wasn't even smart enough to try to fake. I started faking and doing that fake fraud shit when I got some clean time. When I came in there hurt, man, I ain't even know. I ain't know that, like, since I ain't did no step work, if I ain't do no step work when I first got here, I ain't know that I wouldn't understand our traditions because I had done no work on me to understand how to fit in with y'all, and I definitely ain't do no concept work to get in service. So I didn't understand why people was getting mad at me when I came in here clean with like a month with my attention-seeking ass, how like I would go around and hug everybody in a meeting, and they would say, man, sit down. Why? Couldn't nobody tell me why to sit down? What they will say is keep coming back. Well, the reason we need your untreated ass to sit down so we can hit a meeting. That's why. I mean, I remember coming to it was an anniversary. I came and hugged everybody in the meeting and came up and hugged the speaker while he was speaking. I mean, he was saying, yeah, man, excuse me. You know what I mean? He ain't want to tell me, man, go sit your untreated ass down. Yeah. And the reason I keep using that term, newcomers, because invest in your recovery, man. Yeah. Buy some literature. Don't believe nothing I'm telling you up here. Buy some literature. Yeah. Get you some tools. Like the word untreated is in our flat book, which is the step working guide on page 3. It's in step 1. It's in the pilot section. And what it says, because I got it highlighted because it relates to me. What it says is you can come in here, it says we can come in here and have some success for a period of time without a program. Only to find out that our untreated addiction takes us right back to where we were before.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But look, don't believe me. I dare you to go read it. Exactly. Go read that joint. Page 3 in the flat book, step 1. And when you see me, if I'm wrong, scream on me. Man, you was wrong with your good sharing ass. But I just believe in this program, and I do the literature work, man. I do because I want to get better, not because I think I'm some super fly addict with some good Gucci Shan shit that could just float through the goddamn convention and my feet never touch the floor. I'm talking about I do the work because I want to get better. You know, and when you come up here, man, because, you know, you're taking a risk up here. You know, I'm a rap dude. I listen to a lot of rap. No. So my unofficial sponsor is Jay-Z. And what he said, man, it's a gift and a curse. If you want to keep running up to the microphone, don't forget, man, it's a curse up here, too. Because, like, when people see you up here delivering the message and sharing your experience, I can't leave here, go downstairs, and get in a fight. You know what I mean? I can't run around with my big NA logo on my shirt, man, and I'm stealing out somebody's car in the parking lot. I'm talking about I start hearing all of this. I start hearing like each one of us, man, is responsible for carrying the message of narcotics or not. I don't care how much clean time you got. If you at this convention, you have been tasked with carrying the message when you leave it. So if you don't hear nothing else, hear the message. And here's the message, the Narcotics Anonymous message, because I was like in four different, I need to share this one. I was in four different 12-step programs at the same time. Yeah, I was what you call an ANDA. Hey, don't get mad at me. That's who I was. I was clean and sober. I was an addict and an alcoholic. I drove a taxi and a cab. Yeah, I was a police and a cop. So like, when the cotton came out and I started doing the work, man, I bought into Narcotics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous only. And I know what the Narcotics Anonymous message is. The message is hope and the promise is freedom from active addiction, that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. So if you don't hear nothing else, and I understand this was a newcomer series and take the cotton out your ears, but in order to, hey, let's talk about cotton for a second. Like when I was using, I was a cotton picker. I would hit the pipe and start picking. Yeah, so I got in touch with cotton before I got here. Yeah, and if you had on a cotton shirt, you know, like it's like burgundy with the little white joint, man, I'm all over your shirt. So I went from cotton picking to cotton in my ears, but you, the freedom is when you take the cotton out and you buy into this. See, in order for me to hear something, man, I had to be open. This happened today. I need to tell on me. Because, you know, whenever I go to a workshop, I try to give y'all, like, some present day stuff. You know, like some April 11th, 2008, in foggy-ass Ocean City experience. I got a suit in my car, y'all. I wanted to come up in this joint in a suit. I'm telling you, I wanted to give you some good Gucci shit, I'm telling you. The suit still in my car. I got down here, went in there, signed in for my workshop, got caught up in staying clean in the hallway, the time left. I called my sponsor, can I go over your, wherever you stand, can I go over there and iron my pants to get the wrinkles off the little, you know, because they hang over and they get that little crease in it. I wanted to iron that out and get back, and she said, why? Man, if the cotton was in this joint, I wouldn't have heard none of that. And I said, you know what? You right. And she said, are you sure? I thought she was giving me a way out, right? She said, are you sure? I said, yeah. Because check this out. I'd have been the only good sharing ass addict in a motherfucking suit up here. And the suit would have allowed me to mask up, man. Yeah. So you get a chance to go gut, man, when you come in with your regular relaxed stuff. You know what I mean? I put on a suit, man. I'm posted up. Yeah, well, you know, like, I'm talking about you got to tell on you, man. You got to tell, and don't get me wrong. You're going to see addicts with Now Later Gators and Botany 500 suit, and all of that is cool. You're going to see all that, believe me. Wait till tomorrow night. Yeah, you're going to get that. But I'm saying, if it's going to hinder me from carrying the message, newcomers, I don't know how much time I got, man, and I don't want to go over because part of sharing is sharing the time. You know, and then I don't want you to get beat on your tape, because if I keep talking and that shit cut off, when you go home, you're going to hear like, boom. I done bought some tapes. I ain't trying to beat nobody. You know, I'm trying to make sure y'all get the real hit. But the reality of it is, man, I think they asked me to do this so I could get up here and talk about me. Now, granted, I might have wanted a prime time slot. I might have wanted all this and that, but when I talked to my sponsor and I talked to my wife who's in this process, she said, Anthony, why don't you just go wherever they need you? They really asked me to come at 12 noon, but I couldn't make it. 12 noon? Yeah, I couldn't make that one, man. I'm still unmanageable. Shit, I ain't leave D.C. till like 12:30. So ain't no way I could have did that, right? You know, then I had to slow down because the police out there. Anybody get a ticket? Anybody get a ticket yet? Okay, somebody gonna get a ticket, so just listen for that one too. Somebody gonna get a ticket. But I, you know, I'm just honored, man, I am. And I'm getting to the end, and I can tell I am, and I don't wanna throw no yeast on my story and, you know, make sure the record sales go up, because I don't get a cut, do I? I don't get a cut off the tape, the CD? Okay, so since I don't get a cut, you know, I just gave y'all that real deal, Holyfield. But for real newcomers, have some fun. If this is your first convention, you picked a real good one to come to. The CMP region is 11 areas strong, man. You're going to see addicts down here that are bikers. You know, you're going to see addicts that are tall, short, straight, gay. Man, I just love the fact that I'm in this CMP region because it's very diversified. You know what I mean? I'm always honored to come down here and do a hit for y'all. No, I ain't get to wear the suit. I'm going to take that joint back to D.C. with me. It's going to get war, though. It just won't get war here. It's fresh out the cleaner, so, you know. N.A. for life. Thanks for letting me share, man.